Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And I'd like to make a statement. Today is a good day to be alive. Now, having heard that, what's your response to that? You might say, praise God. Yes, Sister Judith, it's a wonderful day to be alive. God is doing so many wonderful, marvelous things around the world in my life. Or you could say, no, it's not a good day. Or you could say, I'm not so sure about that. And where we are at in our spiritual walk determines how we respond to such a statement. Because to be honest, there's been times in my life I've probably answered all three ways. Because we are living in a fallen world. Jesus, we know, has exhorted us. He said, in the world, you are going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. In other words, don't look around at the circumstances, but keep the eternal perspective before your eyes. I trust you do know Scripture well enough that Paul tells us we are already seated with Christ in heavenly places. And as such, that means we should have the mind of Christ. We should have the perspective of Jesus. Now, we don't do that automatically, but as we grow in Him, as we understand the will of the Lord as found in His Word, we will begin to see things that happen in our personal lives as well as what's going on in the world around us from a different perspective. And the bottom line is, regardless of how we might have responded to that statement, we can say with an assurance that it is well with my soul. Praise God. Well, the reason I shared all this is because I'm going to be dealing with a subject that affects every single one of us, every single one of you who is listening to my voice. It affects me, every living human being. Now, sometimes we're on subjects that may not always apply. Sometimes I'm very concerned and distressed for those who are struggling in their spiritual walk. And you may be listening, and praise God, you may be in a wonderful place of enjoying the victories and the fulfillment of Christ's promises in your life. But beloved, there are many who are struggling very intensely, very deeply, dealing with discouragement and depression that comes from things happening in their own lives or because of things loved ones are going through. We sometimes, in our life situation, we just cannot disassociate ourselves from someone who is a part of our life as a child, a spouse. However, the subject that I'm going to be dealing with is change, because that is something that affects every living human being. But I want us to understand what the Word has to say. So regardless of how you responded to that statement, it's a good day to be alive, we will know eternal principles. We will understand what God's words have to say so that when we feel like we'd rather go back to bed when we get up in the morning, we will have the right perspective. And even if we don't feel that way, as we draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to us and He will minister to us. So where you may not feel hopeful, it is my desire through the power of the Holy Spirit to impart hope. Where you might feel your faith is shipwrecked because of things that God has allowed in your life, may you know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So as we hear God's immortal words, His eternal eternal words. He's exalted his word above all his name. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word won't. And so, beloved, let us take hope and let us hold fast the faith, the confidence we have been given. And let's pray now, all right? Father, I thank you. I thank you for the assurance that we have, that even when our heart is grieved within us, even where sorrow seems to overwhelm us, even when it seems that we might be consumed by the flames of the trial, of the test, or the battle, that there is one in our midst, just as there was the form of a fourth man in that fiery furnace for Meshach and Abednego, those three Hebrew children that were willing to hold on to faith in you, and they would not bow down to the idol that was the golden idol that Nebuchadnezzar had erected. So, Father, you will honor our faith. And, Father, those who are suffering right now, those who are going through a great trial of their faith, I pray for your mercy and your loving kindness be made known to them. I pray for immeasurable amounts of grace to be imparted to them. Your grace never runs out. You have more than enough for every situation that we face. And so, Father, for those who are hurting, for those who are suffering, I bind and take authority over physical affliction in Jesus' name. I declare miracles. I don't care what the doctor has said, beloved. I don't care what you're fighting, sister, right now. Sir, I don't care what the prognosis has been declared to be. In the name of Jesus, by his stripes we are healed. By the stripes and wounds laid upon him, that he obtained the chastisement of our peace. And so I speak peace right now to those who are troubled, peace right now to those who have been just tempest tossed. And Father, I thank you for the anointing of God to destroy every single yoke in their lives, in the wonderful, matchless name above every name, that name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bow and reverence you, O Lord, and we ask you to have your way as we share your word on how to deal with chains. Amen. Well, beloved, I've entitled this message, Coping with Change. And for those of you who have listened for any length of time, you know I love definitions. Communication is very important to me, not only in that the gifting of teaching that God utilizes and activates at times, and I believe all the giftings of God, the gifts of God can be activated as the Holy Spirit wills, but it's important in that is communication, because whereas preaching can stir the emotions and grab hold of us in ways that few things can, teaching speaks to our mind. And so even that title, Coping with Change, when you think of the word cope, how would you define it? Coping. Well, sometimes you think it means to kind of just endure, to make the best of it, to deal with it. Well, because I love definitions, you know, I was an English major in college. I can't help myself. It's important we understand what the word cope means. And you might be surprised at the definition. It means the first meaning of it is to strike or fight. That's quite different from just enduring it, right? To strike or to fight. The second meaning is to deal with and attempt to overcome problems and difficulties. So if you sort of understood cope to be as a passive, patient, enduring kind of thing, well, it does contain all of that, but there's a deal of aggression in with that coping. It means to fight. It means to strike. It means to deal with and attempt to overcome problems. Now, let me just say, you cannot overcome your problems in your own strength. Let's get that straight from the very beginning. But in the strength of the Lord, in the strength of the Lord, beloved brother and sister, you can run through a troop and leap over a wall, just as David did, because the Lord is your strength, just as it was for him. He is no respecter of persons. All right, so coping is quite a way of dealing with the changes and the things that come into our lives. Now, let's talk about change. Now, that is to change something, of course, is a verb. In this case, coping with change, I'm using it as a noun. And to change something in its verb form, to make, it means to make different in some particular, to make radically different, to give a different position, course, or direction to pass from one phase to another. And of course, we know there are seasons in our lives. That's another message. It means to undergo transformation, transition, or substitution. So this entire Christian walk we are on is one of change. Right? We're changed from glory to glory. And as we surrender and submit to the Spirit of the Lord who loves us and only desires God's best for us, it's always a positive upward direction. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have a quote here from Longfellow, a poet, and he said, "All things must change to something new, to something strange. Strange maybe for us, but in the Lord's province, in our experience, it may be strange and different to us. However, that God has a purpose for it. Just as there's change in the natural world, so there's change in our spiritual world." Praise God. Well, beloved, so far, we haven't gotten any further than a discussion of the title of this message. So with the Lord's help, we're going to delve a little bit further. And if you are going through a period of change, of transition, then I encourage you to listen. We're heard on this station every day at the same time, Monday through Friday. And if you know you need help, God's help, in the changes you are going through, and some of them may not always be very pleasant, know that I'm here because I love you. I'm on this broadcast because I love you. And this ministry of correspondence, which God has given since 1965, is to see God's people blessed, inspired, and encouraged. So having said that, the announcer will give our contact information. Should you choose to email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally with greater detail. I'm very busy with emails. I always confirm receipt and I will pray. But if you'd like the ministry of the Holy Spirit, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you and I pray for you every day. UCM Partners, thank you for your support, and my radio family, I pray for you as well. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.